So when the NPCs wake up that they're in a simulation and that their thoughts are not their own, they're just like a program, then they're gonna wanna just jump off a cliff, destroy the earth. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so the whole world has been deceived. And the spirit of this age is controlling everybody, the world, the flesh, for life. And they think their thoughts are their own thoughts. They think they're free. But God is using the simulation to birth in sons of God. The truth will set you free. So everybody's believing lies. That's why they believe in abortion. They believe in Adam and Steve instead of Adam and Eve. They believe in stuff that's so contrary to even the natural laws that how much more will they believe lies in the spirit realm? You know, without the Holy Spirit, they believe nothing but lies. So they'll worship the devil, Lucifer. They'll worship the sun, the moon, the stars, Jupiter, Saturn, whatever. They'll worship anything. Because if they can be that deceived in the natural, how much more could they be deceived in the spiritual? And so when the NPCs do wake up and realize after doing all the experiments, and it's actually happening because the mathematicians and the scientists, they are NPCs, but the math reveals it. The etymology reveals it. When they wake up to the fact that it's a simulation, they're going to say, well, I'm just a robot. And the AI flesh mind is a robot. And that AI flesh mind is going to want to destroy the whole earth. If they wake up to the fact that there's saints, born again, elect saints, that God is birthing, if they want to destroy the whole earth, they would want to kill themselves. But if they realize this whole process is to make copies of Jesus, they would want to destroy the whole earth. And so they don't know that, but the devil knows it. And so the devil's deceiving. He's going to call Israel. He's going to deceive Israel. And when he goes into the temple, he's call himself God. And Israel's going to realize they've been deceived. And then Jesus is going to come back for 1,000 years. But the devil is fooling the whole world. And the reason the devil's able to fool it, because the simulation is so obvious. And the reason there's so much chaos right now is because they're trying to hide it. If they create drama in the simulation, then it's harder to see it. And so you have to disconnect to see it. You have to disconnect from this place to see it. And when you disconnect, it's obvious. It's obvious what's going on. So anyway, that's the deal. The devil doesn't want the average NPC to wake up to the simulation, because if they do, unless they worship Lucifer or worship themselves, they're gonna look for the meaning of life, and they'll probably find Jesus. But the devil creates so much drama, so most people never wake up, because he needs slaves. He needs people who are asleep. And so all the red versus blue system is a system designed to keep people asleep. That's all. That's all it is. And it's real. It's not a game. It is a simulation. And all the corporations and all the nations and all, they're all part of it. And the higher-ups, they know it. And they don't want you to know it. Because they hate you. And they want to take you to hell with them, because they've been deceived. They don't believe Jesus is God. They believe that it's another left-right paradigm. That's what they believe. That's what the Gnostics end up believing. The devil's deceived the whole world. The whole world is deceived. Except for the saved people.